The Theranos founder back on the stand today to convince jurors the reality of what happened at her startup. She says it's much more complicated than prosecutors make it out to be. She's accused of defrauding investors, doctors, and patients about her supposedly revolutionary blood testing machines. Prosecutors say she knew that the machines didn't work, but when she ran out of time and money, she decided to lie to keep the company above water. CNBC's Scott Cohn live outside the courthouse in San Jose, California. Scott?
Kelly, remember at the heart of the government's case over some 11 weeks were former Theranos insiders and others testifying that they told Elizabeth Holmes about problems with the technology, but they were essentially ignored and she basically did not level with investors. Her story today in sharp contrast. She was getting a lot of good news.
What do you hope the jury's going to learn about you this week?
To hear Elizabeth Holmes tell it, she had plenty of positive things to tell Theranos investors in the early days. Potential breakthroughs, miniaturizing automated blood tests, which scientists were telling her could help eliminate lab errors. We thought that was a really big idea, she said. Groundbreaking trials that could help drug companies monitor in near real time how patients are responding to treatments. By 2010, Theranos was working with some of the biggest pharmaceutical companies, Merck, AstraZeneca, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Novartis, and working with the Pentagon on ways to monitor wounded soldiers for infections and even post-traumatic stress syndrome. And on the verge, she said, of a device that really could perform hundreds of tests on a tiny sample of blood. But in the end, that was a breakthrough Theranos couldn't manage.
Tomorrow, as Elizabeth Holmes continues under friendly questioning from her attorney, Kevin Downey, she is likely to talk a little bit more about what she did do when she was confronted with those problems, at least her side of the story. And that will likely take us to the Thanksgiving holiday break. No court on Wednesday or through next week. Then it's the government's turn, though. Cross-examination that is likely to be particularly tough.